the forgiven world. The real world is attained simply by the complete forgiveness of the old, the world you see without forgiveness. The great transformer of perception will undertake with you the careful searching of the mind that made this world and uncover to you the seeming reasons for your making it. In the light of the real reason that he brings as you follow him, he will show you that there is no reason here at all. Each spot his reason touches grows alive with beauty. And what seemed ugly in the darkness of your lack of reason is suddenly released to loveliness. Not even what the Son of God made in insanity could be without that hidden spark of beauty that gentleness could release. Look, all this beauty will rise to bless your sight as you look upon the world with forgiving eyes. For forgiveness literally transforms vision and lets you see the real world reaching quietly and gently across the chaos, removing all illusions that have twisted your perception and fixed it on the past. Look, the smallest leaf becomes a thing of wonder, and a blade of grass a sign of God's perfection. From the forgiven world, the Son of God is lifted easily into his own, and there he knows that he has always rested there in peace. Even salvation will become a dream, and it will vanish from his mind, for salvation is the end of dreams, and with the closing of the dream will have no meaning. Who, awake in heaven, could dream that there could ever be need of salvation? Here, how much do you want salvation? It will give you the real world trembling with readiness to be given you. The eagerness of the Holy Spirit to give you this is so intense he would not wait, although he waits impatient. Meet his patient with your impatient at delay in meeting him. Go out in gladness to meet with your Redeemer and walk with him in trust out of this world and into the real world of beauty and forgiveness. Here we are. Thank you. Thank you again. I'm very grateful for your willingness with me to entertain, and you are entertaining it within your own mind, an idea that there's another way for you to look at yourself in this perspective of this world that appears to be trapping you in the idea that you're a body. Remember the procedures that we taught those of you who became illuminate and left this whole conception of idea that were contained in the simple admission that all of the obstacles to the idea of the whole universe were only contained where? In your conception of yourself. And that the new light that has penetrated into your idea of yourself is now giving you a body reflection and reflection of light that has absolutely nothing to do with the dark form containment of reflection that you originally used in the idea of your fear of a procedure of conversion of your mind that would not only show you an instant of light of what the whole universe is, listen, but a moment in space where you thought you were located. Share time. This whole universe, this whole idea of contraction, expansion, and contraction is nothing but a moment of the light form contained within your own body identity. Will you practice this with me just for a moment? I appreciate it. Is the reflection that I'm giving you within my own mind, which I'm very certain is not in this perspective of formulation, becoming more valuable to you in the assertion of the power of your mind to see that, come on, you human, in the stricture of your own mind, your intense fear of what I am offering you has given you a temporal idea of life. What is the temporal, the idea of space-time, of life, if it's not death? Thank you for that. So in the structure of your body formulation of yourself, you cannot not believe that you have been born. Let's use, remember when Master Teacher was here in a condition of body formulation? When he underwent his own revelation of the conversion of his body, in which the occupancy that he began to share with you, this through my Savior, Jesus, began to give us new reflection of the ideas that we have about ourselves, and bring about, since at no single moment does the pertainment of my body actually exist at all, each moment, a new reflection of light that gave me a better view of who I really am. Will you forgive me? Thank you. We're always meeting somehow in the idea of, let's use the term revenge for a moment. Since all of our concepts of our self-body formulation are bound up in the idea of self-termination, what an amazing idea. The idea that you conceptually would occupy in your idea of a determination, of a complete fear, of a whole alternative to this out in the universe, are your need to defend yourself by seeking deeper and deeper within yourself for what appears to be the solution. You begin to hate the world. Finally, most of you begin to hate everything. But the solution is not in hating anything. The solution is in love. You can hate yourself to death. You can complain bitterly about how you are in your own concept, but you listen to me. You can't make it real. There is no temporal idea of a relationship of eternal life extending forever. And the little particulars of your mind that you're identifying as a body. You listen with me now. This is our Course in Miracles. It's an advent of the awakening of your mind from a dream of the particulars of the stories that you're telling yourself out in the world. There's a story about you. Thank you. Yeah, what happened to you? You let some light come into your idea of your own mind. The moment that that light factoring came in, it converted the idea of loneliness and pain that you intended to retain within your own mind. And we're going to pray together about this. Why? Because if I can hold you in a new idea about the inevitability of a transition from the idea of containment that has the fundamental admission, listen, of self-responsibility in it, it will be very simple. You are responsible for what you're seeing. You're getting the result of your own mind. your decision that you no longer want them can be made by you now in this very simple prayer, where you simply say, help. Good for you. Because the power that's all around you were only contained in the obstacle that you had established within your own concept. Come on, not out in the world. There isn't any world out there. The whole idea of containment is that the whole universe of eternal reality is simply in this procedure. And it's being converted by our sharing of love. Thank you for that. You have been successful in the practice of forgiving, where each moment you thought that the conflict lay outside of you. What did you do? You admitted that the conflict was in here. That's the point, that you sought a solution that was available to you in the power of love. Listen. I am surrounded by the love of God. Father, you stand before me and behind and beside me in the place I see myself and everywhere I go. You are in all things I look upon, the sounds that I hear, and every hand that reaches out for my own. Look with me in you. Time disappears and place becomes a meaningless belief, for what surrounds your son and keeps him safe is love itself. There is no source but this, and nothing is that does not share its holiness, that stands beyond your one creation, or without the love which holds all things within itself. Father, your son is like yourself. We come to you in your own name today to be at peace within your everlasting love. Look with me, my brother. Join with me in this day. This is salvation's prayer. Must we not join in what will save the world along with you? Must we not join in what will save the world at this moment with the simple realization that the responsibility for this world was contained only within your dream? Look with me. This now from my Savior, Jesus, from outside of the frame of time, in this course, in the miracle of conversion of your conceptual mind, will begin to enlighten you with the factor that the whole universe out there is actually contained within your own mind. Will you share this together with me? Here. Your continuing concern about your conceptual observation of yourself in body form, be reasonable, can only give you the result that you've decided that you want in that formulation of body, so that the projections of light that hold you in the idea of exchange of light will always continue to weaken you and weaken you and weaken you in what you believe is an assertion of your power. Because the more you contain your power in the possession of your mind, the more power that you will believe that you have. Even under what? Death. Annihilation. Come on. Put our toys away here for a moment, conceptual mind. I'm curious about that. somewhere you still maintain the idea that other body formulations outside of you can help you make decisions in our so-called special relationships of what we want to be in our body identity that guarantee us our own termination. Why would you want to do that? What value could there possibly be in the isolation of yourself, along with the isolation of that guy, if you are going to establish a distance between you that doesn't allow you to see how simple the transition of your own mind can occur in what? Say to me, I'm on practice, I'm giving you a lot of light here in your seat. Say to me, a single agreement. Okay, will you entertain with me the idea that we could agree on a single thing? I'm curious about that. Obviously, you're in condition of judgment where you're reaching solutions about yourself. And each time you reach one in your idea of cause and effect, it becomes what you think you are. Yet each moment that you receive it, it's changing. So you attempt to establish another reason for being here. You now become in agreement of all of the old concepts that are behind you, projected into what you think is a future reference about yourself, so that you continue to agree to disagree. Come on, this is my whole teaching. You see that? Whatever you do, don't solve the problem that you have abstracted and constructed within your own mind about who you're not. Very simply, because if you continue to lose that conception of your self-identity, it cannot not but bring about an enlightenment of your own mind that's actually going on all around you. How about that agreement? Listen to me. You have a mission. Come on. You have come into this in order to offer a solution to one single problem. All I had to get from you conceptually was an agreement that you would look at it in a new perspective not contained within your own dark form. What? Until you do that, you're dead. Because you will trap yourself in the idea of space-time. Obviously, life is eternal and going on forever. The particulars of your instant in which you occupied yourself in your body formulation are totally meaningless. Look with me. There may be a moment of conflict about it. There may be a moment of the idea, well, I'm losing myself. Who? I felt like, I'm back in conflict. Whatever you do, don't give up the idea of conflict. Why? You'll be eternally happy. The idea that you suddenly could become totally happy is the last thing that you want to hear within your own concept. Why? It is the last thing you'll hear. Because it becomes a bridge in which when you and I agree to look at another perspective, what we establish is a bridge in our relationship. Now, we look with a new view. This is called quantum. This is the idea that our minds can communicate instantly in a bridge that opens up the dark form that we originally shared to hold ourselves in this perspective. Look, suddenly it's light. Good. Good. This is the transition. And this is what must occur with you within your own body form. Will you listen just a little more about the perspective of the bridge of light that we're sharing together in our separate concepts that originally bound us tightly within the idea of a loop of dark form? In the new frame that's now expanding from us. Listen. Remember, the bridge itself is nothing. Fear not that you will be abruptly lifted up and hurled into reality. Why? Time is kind. And if you use it on behalf of reality, it will keep gentle pace with you in your own transition. Look, the urgency is only to dislodge your mind from its fixed position here. This will not leave you homeless and without a frame of reference. Listen to me carefully now. The period of disorientation, which precedes the actual transition, is far shorter than the time it took to fix your mind so firmly on illusions. Delay will hurt you now more than before, only because you realize it is delay and that escape from pain is really possible. Find hope and comfort rather than despair in this. You could not lock find even the illusion of love in any special relationship here, for you are no longer wholly insane, and you would soon recognize the guilt of self-betrayal for what it is. Listen carefully now one more. Nothing you seek to strengthen in your own special relationship is really part of you, and you cannot keep part of the thought system that taught you it was real and understand the thought that knows what you are. You have allowed the thought of your reality to enter your mind, and because you invited it, it will abide with you. Your love for it will not allow you to betray yourself, and you could not enter into a relationship where it could not go with you, for you would not want to be apart from it. One more sentence. Be glad you have escaped the mockery of salvation that your self-concept, the ego, would offer you, and look not back with longing on the travesty it made of your relationship. Now, no one need suffer, for you have come too far to yield to the illusion of the beauty and wholeness of guilt. Only the wholly insane could look on death and suffering and sickness and despair and see it that way. What guilt has wrought is ugly and fearful and very dangerous. Seek no illusion of truth and beauty there, and be you thankful that there is a place where truth and beauty wait for you. Will you do this? Go on to meet them gladly and learn how much awaits you for your simple willingness to give up nothing, because it is nothing. Bright line. There was a bright light. The bright light of light that's shining on you now is nothing but a realization of the moment where we found the entirety of a correspondence with ourselves. And we intend to employ it now in the bright realization that this world, this idea of separation, this little containment of yourself in the idea of the illusion of yourself, was nothing but a moment of fear that had caused you to withdraw into your own mind. Yes. Another 27 and a half minutes have passed. Remember in the reading how we showed you that time is an invention of your own mind, and that you had previously intended to hold on to that conflict of your mind. Experience another death. Experience another death. Experience another death. Very simply, because this is not what life is. Very simply, because the idea of eternal life and joy and happiness is in your mind. And the transition of forgiveness that we're sharing in this love for each other, in the conversion of our conceptual body form, is an amazing accomplishment. Why? It's the accomplishment of the entirety from the idea of separation and darkness within that containment of self-concept to a single moment. Jesus used to say that abiding with you, right next to you, is the entirety of that light form. This is the old world of containment. This is the new world of bright form. There is no merger that will not instantly transform your idea into light. Because God, who is with us, wherever we go, because he's the mind with which we're thinking, and we're going to say together, God bless us, each and every one. Because of the exceeding joy that we're experiencing in self-recognition. Look with me, dear one. In our Course in Miracles, the whole purpose, the only purpose we could possibly be here in the idea of the formulation of your mind, is to teach you who you really are. Now, as insane, we use that word advisedly, as it might be within your own concept, heretofore, very simply, in all of space-time, if you'll admit it with me, you haven't known who you are, why you're here, what you're doing here, how you're finally trapped into this illusion of the nothingness of you, right? And you've been in it for a very long time. Now, you listen with me. It is not that you did not escape from the illusion of the dream of your self-identity, but it has been reorganized continually in your own mind so you can hold on to a frame of reference, what we used to call a hologram of this world, where all around you, everything that you perceive is giving you a reflection of the light that you think you are within your own mind. You and I now are standing together and we're looking at this little containment and we're looking up out into the universe and we're told not only is there one little sun that we are, but there's thousands of millions of suns. And we're being told that contained within the thousand of millions of separate light suns are billions of galaxies that appear to be out there that we're attempting to identify within our own limitation. Here's a little faith for you now, conceptual mind. My concern about the entirety of the magnitude of the whole universe, with all of the power that you're using in your idea of the magnitude of light, is absolutely, totally meaningless. Shall I tell you why? In your conception of yourself, so much contained within your idea of yourself, it is absolutely, totally meaningless. It's as though you could locate yourself in idea of containment within your own mind and separate yourself from what the universe is. So, in this idea that that bridge of light beyond the containment of yourself, by allowing yourself to release the defense of yourself, will immediately enlighten you in a new perspective of the expansion of the universe. Here's our prayer now, at the end of the illusion, as you change your mind and we begin to recognize each other in the joy that our power comes from the universe, not from this little container. Listen. Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? Look with me. The sleep of forgiveness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. And let's say it together. Amen. And let's say it together. Amen. I'm going to practice. Will you practice with me? Will you practice with me just a moment? The idea of the illumination of my mind. In the acceptance of the inevitability of your own individual illumination, this from my Savior, Jesus, who always stands between us as a reference of the conversion of our mind. Look with me. It's important that you remember this. Since all conceptual space-time can only be, practice, say to me, memory. Memory. Yeah, whatever we can say about space-time in its relationship in a factoring of what was dark or light, or good or bad, or real or unreal, or painful or joyous, all of it is a memory within our mind. Now, you have been forgiven from your necessity to remember pain and death in your relationship with yourself. Because the pain and death that you identify with only lasted for that moment within your own mind. You see that? All evidence now points to the fact that there is no world. Thank you for that light. All evidence points to the fact that these illusionary associations of mind within your concept of yourself are not real. What does it have to do with your body then? All of the values that you give in the construction of your concept? Absolutely nothing. Certainly the importance of forgiveness would be a part of it, wouldn't it? Because if you maintain the idea that there's an object out there that can attack you, that can betray you, that can cause you to hold the grievance of the necessity for your own termination in you, so will it be with you. You might as well hear this from me. This is a good time for you to hear it. All of your temporal associations of space-time in which you justify the idea of attack and defense and pain and death have absolutely nothing to do with the totality of reality. It is your own whole self. In the practice of conversion of your line, all you really learn with me is that when you release the attack motivation of yourself, you begin to see that light expand. And suddenly, you can remember within your own mind, within the nature of your own concept of yourself, how you escaped in the single memory, are you listening, that you did escape. Listen with me just a little bit now, because the idea of the reasonableness of this teaching has taken on a new factor in your mind. Thank you. Was salvation up to you? Were you responsible for what you're saying? Have you decided to change your mind? Have you decided within this hologram of light to recognize somebody out there who in that instant becomes you? Are you willing to look with me at the idea that you have constructed illuminations of yourself within the illusion of the factor of your own mind? There. That's lovely. Instantly, you converted. What happened? Your body disappeared. Come on. This is the transition of the structure of the bridge that you established between anyone else and yourself. As long as you can hold yourself within that conflict, you will and can believe in your own termination. How successful can you be at dying? What does that mean, death? You're here. You listen with me. You're always going to be here. You can suffer all the conflict of loneliness and death in your own mind that you choose, but you can't terminate yourself. No matter how determined you are to come back in and hold on to yourself, you will not be successful, because you will be in a series of dreams. And available to you each moment is a dream of love, rather than a dream of pain. And we're sharing together now this dream of love in which your body will disappear. Because it just did. Listen. To forgive is merely to remember only the loving thoughts you gave in the past and those that were given you. All the rest must be forgotten. Why? Forgiveness is a selective remembering based not on your selection. Why? The shadow figures you have made immortal are enemies of reality. Be willing to forgive the Son of God for what he did not do. Look, the shadow figures are the witnesses you bring with you to demonstrate he did what he did not. Look, because you bring them with you, you will hear them. And you who keep them by your selection do not understand how they came into your mind and what their purpose is. Why? They represent the evil that you think was done to you. And you bring them with you only that you may return evil for evil, hoping that their witnesses will enable you to think guiltily of another and not harm yourself. Come on. They speak so clearly for the separation that no one not obsessed with keeping separation could hear them. Why? They offer you the reasons why you should enter into unholy alliances to support the ego's goals and make your relationship the witnesses to its power. And I'm amazed at the prospective idea that the new formulation of light that you have just found in this procedure are offering you concluding evidence that you've been attacking yourself. And the discovery that you've been attacking yourself are nothing but moments of forgiveness of the construction of the illusion of the idea that you're in space-time, or the idea that you're that body. Very beautifully done. So that as you successfully practice this idea of a new, brand new, enlightenment of your mind, we share a moment of a whole re-illusionment of light in which we recognize our purpose for being here. perfectly. Now, all the reasons why we didn't know who we were, what we were doing, where we were going, our need to perish in the determination that there was no alternative, are disappearing now in this blaze of light that surrounds us. And we can see it right now. Listen. It is these shadow figures that would make your self-concept, the ego, holy in your sight, and teach you what you do to keep it safe is really called love. But the shadow figures always speak for vengeance, and all relationships into which they enter are totally insane. Look, without exception, these relationships have as their purpose the exclusion of the truth about the other and of yourself. This is why you see in both what is not there and make of both the slaves of vengeance, and why whatever reminds you of your past grievance attracts you and seems to go by the name of love, no matter how distorted the associations by which you arrive at the connection may be. And finally, why all such relationships become attempts at union through the body, for only bodies can be seen as means for vengeance. That bodies are central to all unholy relationships is evident. Your own experience has taught you this, but what you may not realize are all the reasons that go to make the relationship unholy. For unholiness of your body seeks to reinforce itself as holiness does by gathering to itself what it perceives as like unto itself. And you have gathered to yourself what is perceived by you to be unlike yourself. And your determination at this point in my relationship with you is surprising me. The perspective that you would be willing, and I'm speaking now as the master teacher, obviously my containment of body and your relationship with yourself has absolutely nothing to do with what I am, any more than your pertainment of your own illusionary body identity has anything whatsoever to do with what you are. The practice of the teachers of God in the new reflections that they're obtaining about themselves are increasing the power of mind wherein we are recognizing each other, and all of the illusions of pain that were in your mind, and all of the ideas of the atrocity of death form that had held you in the bondage of this little relationship with yourself are disappearing. So that my instructions to you as I came back into this frame for just a moment in time were nothing but to show you the happiness of this new year. The happiness that this is the year of your determination. We used to call this the year of 03. Back in space-time, over a period of 1,000 years, we have continued to show you new references about yourself in time. And each time you discovered one, it became a part of who you really are. And they've accumulated in the idea of forgiveness and light that represents us. Just one little bit more about the new joy that you're experiencing. Listen. In the unholy relationship, it is not the body of the others with which union is attempted, but the bodies of those who are not there. For even the body of others, already a severely limited perception of him, is not the central focus as it is, or in entirety. what can be used for fantasies of vengeance, and what can be most readily associated with those on whom vengeance is really sought, is centered on and separated off as being the only parts of value. Look with me, every step taken in the making, the maintaining, and the breaking off of the unholy relationship is a move toward further fragmentation and unreality. Time is indeed unkind to the unholy relationship, for time is cruel in the ego's hands as it is kind when only used for gentleness. The attraction of the unholy relationship begins to fade and to be questioned almost at once. Listen, once it is formed, doubt must enter in because its purpose is impossible. The ideal of the unholy relationship thus becomes one in which the reality of the others does not enter at all to spoil the dream. And the less the other really brings to the relationship, the better off he thinks he is. Thus the attempt at union becomes a way of excluding even the one with whom the union was sought, for it was formed to get him out of it and joined with fantasies in uninterrupted bliss. Here's a view for you. It's a view of communication. What does it have to do with the dark form of light that was around you? Nothing. Look with me. Did you see that in the bright idea of yourself, conceptual idea about yourself that's not true? Are you beginning to feel the joy of forgiveness? Come on. It becomes very easy to forgive when you can no longer remember all the pain and death you've inflicted on yourself in order to hold on to it. Without that, there would be no need for forgiveness. But how simple the solution becomes once you decide simply to enter into a new relationship with yourself, or instead of trying to examine the vengeance that you feel about the guy out there and then work on forgiving it, you simply forgive it and let the light be yours. Listen. Just a few more sentences now about the joy that we're expressing with each other in the certainty of this new life that we've obtained from each other. How instantaneous it is now in this life. Listen with me. You're very new in the way of salvation and think you have lost your way. Your way is lost, but think not this is lost. In your newness, remember that you have started again together, and take your brother's hand to walk together along a road far more familiar than you now believe. Is it not certain that you will remember a goal unchanged throughout eternity? For you have chosen but the goal of God, from which your true intent was never absent. Listen. Throughout the sonship is the song of freedom heard in joyous echo of your choice. You have joined with many in the holy instant, and they have joined with you. Think not your choice will leave you comfortless, for God Himself has blessed your holy relationship. Join in His blessing. And withhold not yours upon it, for all it needs now is your blessing, that you may see that in it rests salvation. Condemn salvation not, for it has come to you, and welcome it together, for it has come to join you together in a relationship in which all the sonship is together blessed. And in the realization within our minds now at this moment of sharing of light is the blessing of our eternal creation being expressed together. I have a very deep gratitude, if you'll allow me to express it to you as what you term the master teacher. It's very simply in my certainty that I am much aware of all of the ordeal that you have undergone in your own mind, in your determination to find this solution. I know all about the obstacles that you and I have established in this moment of space-time, where we intended to hold on the defenses of the grievances and attack that we felt. And I'm also aware that you have found a new you, and that the new you that you have found, you will offer to the other old yous that were out there. And they will become as new as you are in your own perspective of yourself, found in this glorious self-realization of this new year, where we have decided together the immediacy of a solution within our own hearts and within our own minds. And this world will disappear as we remember together that it's all really all past, and we're awakening to a new light now that's in us, and we're sharing together the mission of the light in our minds to recognize each other in the moment where that little self-containment of dark form has been translated into the light and love that we're experiencing together. Very lovely. That light now, from the associations of teachers of God, has accumulated into this surrounding of light. And suddenly, this world is over. And suddenly, it will be no more. And suddenly, the moment of that occurrence dawned on you, and you remembered everything there was to know before you came into this situation and after you left, and we share eternal life together. I'll be seeing you very soon now. That light is so bright in this transition out of time that your full commitment to it now has become inevitable, right here and right now, so that we can say together, once again, thank you, dear one, for your own perseverance in the determination of light. Because God has always gone with us wherever we have gone. And we'll say once and finally, God bless us, each and everyone.